Hello, this is Tina. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, okay. Just wanted to check.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Thank you.
Okay, and I think everybody can hear me as well now because I can hear you guys.
I can hear you.
Okay, perfect. I just wanted to triple check. Okay. We have four board members here, so that's quorum. That's excellent. Just out of curiosity, has anybody heard from Will yet, or should we give him a couple of minutes?
I'm driving right now, but if someone could text him, that would be great. And then we can just get started now.
Okay.
I don't have Will's information, so.
I think Jessica has it. I don't know if you can text him.
Give me one hot second. Let me see if I can't pull it up before we get started with the meeting.
Kathleen, can you mute yourself?
I can hear myself.
I think you have two different.
Yeah, there we go. Thanks, Louise.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I just texted him and let him know. Just that I blamed on you, Luis. I said you told me to text him. Okay, can everybody see my screen?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. I mean, James, if you want to go ahead and call the meeting to order. Oh, hello?
I don't know, James, are you here?
I saw him. Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and call the meeting to order then. James, if you can hear us, we cannot hear you. So we'll call the meeting to order at 6:34 p.m. First order of business, of course, is the minutes, the May meeting minutes from last month. I wasn't sure if you guys had a chance. I mean, I did send them to you. I know there's a lot going on in life, so I didn't know if you had a chance to review them or.
I did. Tina did.
Yeah, I did too. Okay. They looked fine to me. Tina, did you see anything?
Okay.
Well, I did not see anything. No, but I wasn't at the meeting. I wasn't at the meeting, but it looks okay to me.
And James, Maria, do you guys have any comments or questions?
No.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, I did message James to let him know we can't hear him. But if I could get a motion to approve the meeting minutes then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Luis. Seconded by Tina. Thank you.
I didn't know if I could. Yeah, I didn't know if I could since I wasn't.
Oh, I guess that's a good point. Maria or James?
Somebody's got some echo noise going on.
Yeah, I think unfortunately somehow it's Kathleen, no offense. I think she's just getting bad frequencies. So I'm sorry, Maria. Do you second the meeting minutes or James?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thanks, Tina. I did forget. You just said you weren't there, but I forgot already.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay. The next order of business is the FHA PROS agreement. So those of you that have been attending our meetings, obviously with the adjustment in the budget for the new year and everything going on, we had the opportunity to increase the amount that goes to reserves in order to qualify for FHA. That being said, the attorneys no longer do this process. It goes through PROS. So I reached out to the one that the association's attorney recommended. FHA pros, basically, they're going to go and get all the paperwork, get the process started, all of that good stuff. And we're hoping, I'm not sure how long the process takes, but I would like to say within 90 days, we will be FHA approved for any new potential owners or sellers.
Good.
Okay, perfect. And of course, Bart, I'll keep you guys updated on that. And when it's all completed, if it's not done by the, if it is done by the next meeting, we'll send out a notice to the community. If not, we will just readdress it.
Huge news. Just wonderful.
We finally got there.
Well, it takes time to dig out of a hole, so.
It does. That it does. That's a good way to put it. Okay, so the next part is homeowner forum. I do want to remind everybody there's a meeting conduct policy for the association. That being said, for homeowner forum, each individual gets 3 minutes to speak. Does not necessarily mean you'll get an answer for what is being said, but at least it'll be, you'll have the opportunity to speak it, share it with myself and the board and the homeowners present. That being said, we're also going to try and start enforcing the homeowner forum a little bit more as far as, because of the meeting conduct policy, we do give opportunity for homeowners to speak, but the rest of the meeting is mainly for the board. It's not that we don't care or we're not interested in your opinions or any of your questions or things like that. However, if it's not during homeowner forum, we kindly ask that you either, you send me in an email. I can get you an answer. We can get through the meeting and I can get you an answer a lot quicker than us having to go back and forth. If it's super important, we can definitely bring it up in and let the board decide accordingly with those on a case-by-case basis. That being said, I'm going to go ahead and open the floor up to all the homeowners that are present. So thank you guys for joining. If anyone would like to go ahead and speak, please do so.
I have some questions. This is Jacqueline. And I wanted to touch base regarding the watering of the lawns. It's more specifically the area that was tarped over because of the wall work that we did. I did step in at the Thornton Fair and asked Thornton Water and explained to them our situation, and they said that we would just need to go to Thornton Water, get a special permit, doesn't cost anything, you know, just explaining that we were doing a project and we need to, you know, do more sod or water or whatever. So I don't see why we can't get going on that. And then I wanted to ask about the contract we have with our landscaping company. They haven't been blowing or picking up the pine needles under the trees. Is that not in our contract? Is that going to cost money? Or how are you taking care of that?
Okay, so the first question I'm going to address is your grass question. We're going to be discussing that further down the road in this meeting. It's on the agenda, but I'm going to let everybody know here. I did apply for a watering permit. However, they're not allowing watering permits for the month of July or August, which means you're correct. We could request for a special permit, but it would only be for the month of June, and it would not be enough water to sustain any growth of any grass seed or sod. So I appreciate that information. You're correct. It didn't cost anything. However, they're not allowing any additional watering during the month of July and August. Next to the, as far as the landscaping contract goes, I can definitely dig into it further. I don't believe pine trees are specifically something that's maintained. I can definitely reach out to the account manager and, like I said, look into the
Is that contract with our documents online?
On the portal?
Yes. Okay.
Yep, it's on the portal under documents under contract.
Okay. And in lieu of that, is there anything that they can do, or I guess I'll have to relook at that contract, about doing weed control?
I mean, it's kind of supposed to be addressed on a case-by-case basis. So if you have something specific you're referring to, Jacqueline, I'd love to see a picture of it or kind of know the location or anything like that, unless you're saying it's all over.
Okay. Which, yeah.
I have been there, so I haven't seen a ton of weeds. So I want to make sure, like, I'm understanding the specific area that you're referring to, just so I can ensure it's being taken care of.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's in the lawn. It's not necessarily in the rocks.
Okay.
It is all over. You know, it's the real sticky ones.
You know, this is Tina, and I remember a couple of months ago or something like that, someone came out and was spraying for any new weeds to keep any new weeds out. But I agree with Jacqueline. There's a lot of weeds, and I don't know that, you know, that really did anything to help us.
Yeah, we still don't even know who did the pesticides or the weedicide or whatever. They just put out signs, and I don't remember us paying for it. I don't remember it being in our contract that the landscaper was doing that. They just did it and left signs. So I'm still confused on how that happened in the first place.
Well, I do know habitually, you know, when we have landscapers, they usually do the feeding through the year and put
irrigation.
The irrigation, the, you know,
aeration,
I guess I should say.
Right.
But I'll look at that because there is a lot of weeds.
Yeah, I think we're going to have a 2027 might be a year of refurbishing our yard, just the grass in general because of the drought this year, and, you know, lack of water.
Yeah. Well, maybe some more discussion on Zeroscape too. And
yeah, I think that's in our thing today, right?
Okay. And then lastly, I'm sorry, but the fence that they did over here by building 5.
Oh, this is your last question. Go ahead.
Yes. You know, they came out and they dug it up. It's a big mess, and it looks like, you know, it's going to fall over. I mean, it's, what are they going to do anymore about that, or what?
So you cut out in the beginning. I didn't hear your question.
My question is the fence.
We're not doing anything with the fence at this moment. That was discussed at a couple of previous meetings. At this moment, it's not something the board is looking into investing in currently.
Well, I guess my question is, are they going to come out since they did it and find out why there's this big crack going on and it's, you know, the dirt has settled more?
Is this the fence by Sky Park?
This is the fence down by Building 5 and Building 7. It's on the inside of the fence. Yeah. So
I'm about to get home. I'm going to take a look at that because I live at Building 7 and I can't picture what you're talking about. You talking about the chain link fence?
Yeah, I think it's where they replaced that that sprinkler that they had not replaced, and there was like a flood going down
and it goes all the way.
Yeah, it goes all the way down.
Yeah, it goes all the way to the end of the fence. So
is this on the south side? On the south side you're talking about?
It's on the
the fence on the new wall.
Right.
Wow.
We should definitely look into that. Jessica, I'm going to be home in a second, so I'll look for that. But if that's a brand new fence that we just got installed, we need to make sure it was installed right, for sure.
Yeah.
Can you give me some photos so I can see the exact area?
Yeah. I'll be there in like 5 minutes or so. I'll try and take photos and text them to you.
Yeah, that'll make it easy. That way I can see them. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Okay. Kathleen, I know you had some questions. I'm going to unmute you because I didn't realize. Oh, there you go.
Stephen, you need to, like, you're in the meeting two different times, so one of them needs to be muted.
I have a new order.
Nope, Kathleen, you're on the meeting twice, so you're echoing on the other one because you're hearing yourself. So you have to either log out from your phone or log out from your computer because we cannot hear you, unfortunately.
Well, I'm not on my phone.
Okay, oh, I'm going to kick one of you out. Hold on.
Yeah, just kick one of the two out. And then hopefully it doesn't kick her out. If she does, she can come back.
I know. I did ask her to unmute, so I hope she can still hear.
Yeah, that happens sometimes if you click on the invite twice on a laptop and you have two windows open with the meeting.
Okay, so I see Kathleen. So there we go. Hi, Kathleen. Welcome. We can see you and hear you now.
So I'm not on my cell at all, and I have some questions. I don't know if I bring up my concerns at this meeting or I address them individually. One of my questions, as I'm not quite moved in yet, I have received some information from the lovely management board, ACCU, and I believe Jessica's taking notes tonight, so hello, Jessica. We've met only through email. I was given a request to have an electrical box updated. That electrical box, whether I don't even know if it needs it at this point because there's some exclusions. However, I'm requesting an extension because I just heard about it. So I'd like to request that. Also, I have some concerns about drainage situations. The inspector, as I previously let the ACCU know, had remarked and noted that there are drainage situations near my condominium. The board that allows the rain to run off of the gutter is completely cracked. There is a sump pump inside in the crawl space, and ACCU knew nothing about it, but apparently I think it's been there since its conception or the building. Regardless of that, the drainage would need to be addressed, and I don't know what is required. There's also a broken spigot, which I believe might be your maintenance, and I don't know. I have a person willing to help me adjust it because I would like to get that fixed. So I just need to know what is actually your responsibility or mine. I'd like to apprise you of the drainage situations, and I have videos to share. It's kind of bad with the last previous downpours, and it was enough to video and be concerned. Other than that, I think I'm looking forward to the community and being a part of the community, and I look forward to hearing back from you as to your standing regarding my concerns.
Okay. Thank you, Kathleen. Welcome to the community. I do remember you reaching out to us. We were not aware of anything prior to you moving in and having that inspection report. So if we knew ahead of time, so unfortunately we didn't know until, like I said, until you let us know. At that time we did inform the board, but there's several things going on, and that unit that you bought was actually foreclosed. So there was some difficulties with trying to proceed in that area due to the circumstance of the previous owner. That being said, if you would be able to, and I don't mean to make this complicated, but it would be best to have them in separate emails. Mm-hmm. If you would please submit, and if you already did, I apologize because it didn't link to your account. if you would please resubmit the documentation and the videos you have regarding the draining to support at accuinc.com, that would be super helpful. Regarding your request for the electrical panel extension, that would be a board decision, but I'm going to ask you to also send an email into that just so we can have it documented. That way I can have the board, I mean, the whole board's not here. The majority is, so I'm sure we could vote on it here, but I would still like to have it in a email form so we can document that.
Yeah, and we would need to see a picture of the electrical panel too, because hers might be updated already. We just need to see which one, like the little symbol or the sticker on the inside, you know?
Yeah, not a problem. Door. Perfect. And you could send that in.
It might be fine. You might be okay. Just, you know, we just need to see what brand you got.
Okay. Oh, man, I do apologize. Your third question was regarding the spigot. Where's the spigot located?
It's the faucet one outside, right? For the hose?
That's correct.
Yeah, so that would be us, right, Jessica? Because it's attached to the siding.
So my concern is that do we allow homeowners to use that? Because the homeowner...
Yeah, that would be hers, yeah.
Okay, cool. I didn't know if it was connected to the whole building or individual.
I'm not sure where the water is connected.
Well, I had mine fixed. Personally, yeah. I paid to have mine fixed.
This is Dana. I also had to pay for my own.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm thinking we can look into it. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I think, Luis, if it is individual, it is homeowner responsibility.
Yeah.
Got it.
So I can triple check on that for you, Kathleen, but if it's just for your unit, it would be your responsibility.
Excuse me. Why are so many people needing their spigots fixed? And this is
from the 80s.
Outside of my condominium. I mean, I've
been here 10 years, so I've had mine fixed in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it depends on, like, you know, the previous owner might not have winterized it, causing it to break, right? So okay. that's the kind of bummer thing about the complex is we got to hope that homeowners know how to winterize an outdoor spigot if you have one, if you're on the first floor, right? And some people don't, so previous owner must not have causing it to break for you.
I'll make mention to that. Thank you.
And also the sump pump, didn't we agree that was the homeowner's responsibility?
Yeah, we talked about that last month.
Yeah, but who put the sump pump in?
Well, the building already has one in because that's how the building was built.
I understand it would be my responsibility because it's inside, but
that sump pump was put in by the HOA. Fernando was the owner, and Joe. They had a company come out and do it.
So I will email. There are other issues that the inspector had said pertaining to outside regarding the land, the landscaping that is part of the problem for the drainage.
Yeah, definitely. I know there's I don't know if you have access to the portal yet, but there is requests you can enter that's also a way you can input them, because then we get them as things we can improve and discuss and all that stuff. And then we can prioritize the big projects we got going on through the year, and sometimes we can consolidate individual projects with full larger projects.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Luis.
Sure.
Okay. I see that Robert Jones would like to go next.
Hey, so this is Robert or Rob, and
I'm Daniela. We live in Building 7.
Hey, guys.
Welcome.
A couple questions for you. So when we got our electrical panel replaced, our electrician actually reported that the building's electrical panel is still the old Federal Pacific unit. We'd like to know when the community is going to replace theirs. Since we were threatened with legal action, we'd like you guys to be held to the same standard. Yes. In regards to the panels and the danger that they provide. And we did find proof that the buildings are on the old Federal Pacific panel on a walk last night. Secondly, I built a website for the HOA, our documents, community condition, and a forum so homeowners can interact and talk and communicate about issues within the community as a whole. StarPointHomeowners.com. There is a community condition tab that I'd like you all to go review. There's doors falling off hinges, faded paint everywhere, sunken foundations, missing gutters, failed retaining walls. It's quite the sight. So I'd like to know the HOA's position and how you guys are going to allocate funds towards that. I know you guys have about $60,000 budgeted for the 2025-2026 year towards exterior maintenance. I don't know if the budget's increasing for 2026-2027. I'd love to see that budget added to the website as well, because there is a financial analysis to it. And then thirdly,
I wanted to kind of go back to what everybody was talking about with the weeds couple of weeks ago.
Nope. I'm sorry. I'm going to shut this down. It's Robert's time to talk. Don't go back.
Robert, and I live together.
We're together.
No, you're fine.
I'm so sorry.
No, you're totally fine. Oh yeah, we're together.
I appreciate that though.
Yeah, we do appreciate that. My question is, I want to go back to the weeds that everyone was mentioning. A couple of weeks ago, we received an email that there was going to be spraying for weeds around the pond. And I mean, we've been here for about 4 years. I've never seen a pond. So I'm curious what was being sprayed around, because I mean, as far as I'm aware, we don't have a pond here. So I would just like to know kind of where they're spraying, if we're being charged for them to come and spray the weeds. And I did reach out on the portal and request more information on that, but I was not answered.
So another email was sent after that email, but that email was sent in air, because the community doesn't have a pond. So that email was sent meant for another community, and you guys were sent it. So nothing was done to your community during that time, because you are correct. There is no pond. So it did not apply to the community. It was confusing, and I do apologize for it, but we sent out another email same day letting everybody know that was sent in air.
Okay, yeah. I don't think that I ever received that email, because I even did follow up specifically because I wanted to make sure that I was keeping my dog away from it. And yeah, I never received that email.
So I do apologize. I will triple check if you're not getting any of our emails. Make sure we have the correct contact information in there for you. But it could have been missed, because it was literally sent within the same half hour. So like it could have been missed. Unfortunately, it was an accident. So we do apologize for the confusion there. Regarding the other issues you're referring to, I do have to be clear. Board members are not allowed to act on websites or social media. So the website that you created sounds great. However, it would only be for homeowner use. It is not something that I would be allowed to use or access either. If you have certain documents or things that you would like to place on the homeowner portal through Vantica, you're more than welcome to do that. You can also put, we can also speak to the board about sending out a notice to the community, letting them know. The main portal where the information is for everything, like we also have governing documents, we have signed contracts, we have all the retaining wall documentation that is on the portal for all owners as well. And so that's the only downside, is all the information that you got together sounds great, but I wouldn't be able to review it or anything like that.
Fair. I have about 100 photos of conditions that I'd like you guys to review and remediate.
So to add on to that, I'm going to let you guys know right now, I know you've been here for 4 years. I'm not sure who's aware, who's not. The association just paid $500,000 on that retaining wall.
Yeah, and
we did not increase any fees.
You guys delayed.
We did not increase any dues. That being said, that was a really heavy lift. And the association is currently still paying for it, because it's a loan.
Yeah, and they will continue paying for it for quite some time. The association was made aware of it in 2020. It should have been acted on sooner, because it was 0 to 3 years of failure, and you guys took 5 years to fix it.
I would love to. I mean, this whole is homeowner forum, so you're welcome to discuss it. I don't want to cut you off, so if you want to say your piece, you can. But then we can't have a back and forth about it, because it wastes time, and it takes time away from other people having their homeowner forum. I understand the issues that you guys have all been experiencing. I hear it almost every day on a daily basis in emails. Every time we have a meeting, I understand. Luis said that, to Kathleen specifically at this moment, but to send your issues in, because we are keeping track of a list. We have lists of patios, of stairs, of concrete issues, of painting and trim issues, of gutters. Like, roofing, you know, these are things that we are all aware of. And I know it's hard to see because you don't see it on a day-to-day basis. You guys don't see how many tickets are coming through, how many emails we're responding to on a day-to-day basis. Like just last month, we had probably, I think, 70 to 80 general inquiries just for your community. And so I know it's really hard to see.
That's kind of your guys' job to handle.
Correct.
You know what? I want to say.
Go ahead, Tina. Thank you.
Jessica, I want to say, I understand your concerns. Is it Robert?
Yeah.
Robert? Anyway, a lot of this, our issues are due to no maintenance, that's very little maintenance and upgrade for the first 25 years. Okay? And this board is doing a good job trying to pick up the pieces, and the last 10 years, trying to pick up the pieces. And there were errors in the last 10 years. So I understand that this is not a pristine property, but if you knew that the first at least 20 years was stepping over dollars to get to pennies, to say, you know, to not do anything and not spend any money in this prop on this property. Okay, that has caused a lot of problems now for us to try to, you know, get caught up on all the maintenance and all the problems.
Understood.
So, you know, you can make those lists, but you have to look back to the beginning to see why we are where we are right now. And I say that respectfully, and I'm just as frustrated because I live here and I see it. But that's the hard truth.
Understood. And yeah, I appreciate you guys making the efforts and replacing the retaining wall, because it was quite the sight to walk out our front door that morning. And I believe that we have a good team here, but just wanted to kind of make my qualms heard and offer that up. I'll go ahead and zip. And is there like a blob storage where I can throw those photos for you guys to review, or how do you want those?
Do you have access to the portal, Robert?
Yeah.
Yeah, so in there, when you could submit things and then attach photos there.
Oh, what's the size limit? Because it's about 85 megs.
I don't know. I've never had issues, though. I put in 4K photos that were like a couple hundred megs, and it was fine.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah. And then, guys, just to keep you or give you a heads up too, something as a treasurer, what I've been trying to avoid is the special assessment increased dues because of past HOA board members setting us up for failure. So I think you guys have realized, since you've been here for 4 years, you've probably seen your HOA dues double. I'm trying to avoid them doubling again. So, because what ends up happening at that point is now we're paying, instead of 400 a month, whatever it is, 800 bucks a month, the value of our house goes down. People won't buy them because the HOA dues are too much, right? So we have to balance how much money we have with what we need to fix, and then prioritize accordingly. If we would try to fix every single thing we have like, what, $4 or $5 million worth of work to do. Everyone here, we get a special assessment for like 20,000 bucks. Like, that's just not feasible. There's a lot of people here on Social Security. They don't have that kind of money, right? So we have to balance all of that. So we totally understand. We hear you. We all live here. We love the place to be perfect and have no peeling paint and no nothing wrong with the place. And we're going to get there. It's just going to take some time, right? So we appreciate your patience while we try to balance everyone's financial situations with what this HOA needs.
Understood. Thank you for the clarification.
Sure.
When are you guys sending the preliminary budget out?
The one for 2027? That's a Jessica question.
So you guys are on a fiscal year. Your guys' new budget actually kicks off September 1st. So
we should have the next one July, August, something like that.
August is when your guys' budget ratification, it'll be technically your 2026 budget ratification meeting, but it's for 2026, 2027. You guys, the homeowners will see it once the board approves the draft. So the final draft will then be presented to the homeowners for review prior to the budget ratification meeting. And that is not set yet, but once we have it, we'll definitely give enough notice to all homeowners.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm sorry. I want to step in. Jessica Tremethic sent me the photos that I forwarded to your text, and that's of the fence erosion.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, sorry. What was the answer on the building panels?
Yeah, so I know, I think, what is it, like 3 years ago, we had originally wanted to do the electric panels because it would save us about $30,000 a year for our insurance, right? And we did, what, half the buildings. I think this was before ACCU. Half the buildings were switched over. And we're currently balancing, or we're trying to figure out when to prioritize doing the second half. So we are working on that for sure.
So it would save about 16% of our insurance costs upgrading
them? Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, and then it's just going to keep going down from there because our insurance used to be about $80,000 a year for the community. And then the fire happened. One of my units was in that fire. It was terrible a year and a half. Our insurance went to $300,000. And now we've been able to, with these policies we put into place, super stoked with Jessica's help, we were able to get that from $300,000 down to $111,000. Oh, wow. They're coming to my house on Monday to take a look at my electrical panel to make sure that some of the units have been done, right? So we're not going to be charged that premium of $30,000. Hopefully, they just need to see my place because I know some of you haven't been able to do that yet, right? So with that being said, I believe that my main one is also the one outside is done as well. So yeah, not every building has a Federal Pacific main one.
I think about half the buildings don't. Our electrician said that we still do, like on the mm-hmm. main.
Yeah. So we're working on it for sure. Cool. It's just, once again, we don't want to have to special assessment everyone. So we're trying to like put it within the budget effectively. I mean, we could do that. I'm sure you guys, instead of talking about not having the main meter part outside replaced, you'd be talking about the fact that you have to pay $2,000 special assessment. You know what I mean? So we have to balance which one's more important, you know?
Well, yeah. I mean, we already shelled out $25 for ours. Just
so, and I just want to add really quick, we're not threatening legal action. It's more of a violation, which I know doesn't sound any better, but there is like courtesy before a warning, before a fine. It's just a way of kind of enforcing it to happen as part of the policy. It's nothing against one person or the other. Mm-hmm. And while you are correct, like Louis said too, that some of the panels are replaced throughout the buildings and some of them aren't, like your guys's, Robert. Unfortunately, right now, the insurance doesn't care about those ones. They're caring about the ones that are inside the units because there's more of those than there are the single ones in the mm-hmm. building. So it's really important. I'm really glad you brought it up. I'm glad Louise kind of explained where we're at with it. I just wanted to make sure you knew that we weren't trying to actually scare anybody or do any illegal action or anything like that, and that we appreciate everyone's time and attention to the electrical panel matter as well.
And the good news is the ones outside that it's just one breaker. Those are much less dangerous than what Federal Pacific did with residential in-home breakers, because it was a bunch of them with a bunch of wires all connected next to each other, and they caused a lot of fires, and they went out of business for it. So I used to sell solar panels, and we couldn't even put solar on people's houses if they had those panels. So it's a safety thing, but it's also not as dangerous having just one master breaker outside with the 100 amp or whatever it is.
Yeah, there was a fire in building 2 at one time, and they had to replace, the one outside.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only one I know of that's been replaced. You know, if there's others, that would be great.
Yeah, I believe there are. There was this, I think Will knows more about this than I do, but I wasn't on the board when I remember that being discussed, that they already replaced half of them. I just don't remember what buildings or anything like that.
Yeah, I think that's take a walk and find out.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, excellent. The next person who had something to speak was Chantel. So, Chantel, you may now have the floor.
Okay, so I'm just, I just need to know where you guys are at with the tree again. I just keep getting like conflicting things. So like you sent me all the information about how many tickets I've put in. I don't think it really includes all the tickets. So I don't know if you can give me all the tickets that I've sent in since like 2023, that I've been informing everybody about the issue. And there was also something from like a tree expert, and he said something to the effect of, oh, it's a tree just doing its thing, and you know, it just dropping sap on my car is just naturally what a tree does. And my reaction to that was that so does a tree falling on your house, but it doesn't mean that it's okay for it to damage your house, which is what the tree is doing. It's damaging my car. So I keep getting, like I said, at first you guys said you were going to take out the tree. Now it's, you're going to scale back the tree. So it's like, what are you guys really going to do about the tree? And when is this really happening? Also, the trees in the back of my unit still haven't been trimmed. So that issue. And then I also wanted to know, why did it take so long for you guys to come and take care of that tree that fell, like in that snowstorm? Like a tree branch fell, and it took like you guys like 2 weeks to come out and fix it. So it's like things like that. And then also to talk to kind of piggyback off of Jacqueline's concerns, who's responsible for making sure that these landscapers are actually doing their job? Like, does somebody from the HOA or somebody from like the property management company come out and make sure that these people really are doing their job? Because the last couple of years, they just leave piles of leaves. It's like they're doing a half-assed job, you know? And so who's like keeping track of that, of what they're doing, what we're getting what we pay for? And then also, who's responsible for keeping us FHA compliant? Like, who's, because that really puts a lot of people in a bind. If I wanted to sell my place and like I had to move like quickly, and now I'm forced to only have a couple options to sell to, like that really narrows the market of people. And honestly, these properties are not selling for a lot anymore. It looks like crap outside. I saw somebody on one of the selling their property for $100,000 or like $120,000. So it's just frustrating. And I'm very frustrated about the tree. So I would like for the tree issue to go into executive session if possible. If it's not possible, this board, then the next one, because I'm just so frustrated with it. And I just need to know what's really happening and everybody's individual stance on it. Because like I said, first you guys said you were going to remove the tree. There was talk about that. And then I guess some people felt emotionally attached to the tree, didn't want to get rid of the tree. They think it's like,
Chantel, I don't mean to cut you off. You're beating a dead horse by repeating the tree thing. We get it. So I'm going to defer that.
I'm not beating a dead horse. I'm telling you what my issues are, and I'm telling you that I'm frustrated because it's been since 2023. No, do not cut me off. This is my time to speak. I get 3 minutes to speak.
And your 3 minutes are up, which is why I cut you off. I wasn't trying to be rude. Your 3 minutes were up. I was just letting you know.
Okay, then just tell me your 3 minutes are up. You don't have to tell me I'm beating a dead horse. You just have to say, Chantel, your 3 minutes are up. And I would have understood that.
So I'm going to go ahead and address the landscaping, and then I'm going to defer the tree thing to the board. As far as the executive session goes, that normally has to be scheduled. So I will defer to the board if they would like to take some time to do that today or the next time. As far as the landscaping goes, it's kind of an everybody effort. We have a new landscaper this year. So kind of like we discussed at a couple of meetings and stuff, it takes a village. With them being new this year, it's kind of been really nice to have input. We haven't really heard anything until lately, the last month. That's because the landscaping didn't really start until the last month. So I know that makes it seem like things are kind of not being done correctly, but that's just because of the way that everything kind of transpired with the weather and everything there. So if there's something specific like we've been talking about, definitely send it in for support. I am working on it. I inspect the community twice a month, every month. So I'm looking for those things along with several other things. So sometimes I do miss it. We just kind of rely on everybody. So I know I'm walking the community. I'm sure, like, I know Tina's there and she does it a lot. Luis, Robert just said him and his wife are walking it. So, I mean, it kind of does take a village. And the more information that we're provided, the better. Again, because it is a new landscaping company, if I don't have all the information, I don't have anything to present to them. But now that I'm getting all this information,
it's just kind of like, I see my neighbor, I see Jacqueline out there like doing their job. She's basically like doing all the stuff that they left behind. So that's kind of like, why should she be having to do that when the landscaping people should be doing their job? Like, how many times have we paid companies? You guys have even said it. We're paying companies to not do anything and we're putting our money into that. So it's like somebody should be keeping an eye on that, you know?
Hey, Chantel, if I can just interject, this is Jacqueline, and Davey's tree was supposed to be out today, to look at mm-hmm. what needs to be done, and they are in the process of getting the bid and getting it back to Jessica. So it hasn't it has not been forgotten. It's just, you know, there's a lot of business out there and not as many.
Well, I'm more concerned with the fact that it makes the property, like I said, these properties are not selling for a lot. They're selling, I saw one person selling it for $120,000, $100,000. So having the outside of it look like crap really doesn't make anybody want to buy my place or anybody else's place, really, you know?
Or?
What'd you say?
I addressed the landscaping issue, and I know she's upset and concerned about the tree, and she has questions regarding why it's not being removed and the plan for that. I know we're discussing it later on in the meeting. I just didn't know.
Yeah.
I wanted to kind of give you guys the opportunity to answer.
Yeah, no, I personally already thought this was taken care of. The tree should have been cut down 2 months ago.
She's talking about the big pine tree.
Right, the one near a place sap in her car. I thought 2 months ago we already decided, we voted to have that trimmed back pretty heavily.
Trimmed back, but not removed.
Correct.
Yeah, we did. I thought that was being taken care of as well.
I haven't seen an invoice.
It's not. It hasn't been taken care of, which was I'm bringing it up again.
I just got a proposal from Davey Tree yesterday.
So, yeah, I know this is like busy time for tree companies, so.
Okay. Yeah, I just get no communication from ACCU. Yeah, I just get no communication from ACCU. They keep saying that they're giving it to you guys, and then they don't follow up and tell me, like, I need to know when they're going to do it so that I could actually make sure that my vehicle is moved, so that way it's not like in the way. And then they make that an excuse, like, oh, the car was there, so we weren't able to do it completely. Like, I just need more consistent communication about what you guys are actually doing, so that way I'm not like, oh, it's been 3 years, it's been 6 months, and it's still not done. You know what I mean? Like, that's frustrating.
So, Chantel, we will definitely notify the buildings in the community when that tree will be trimmed back. Part of the reason you're not receiving the same updates is because a couple of meetings ago you had expressed your frustration that you were getting too many system updates without any information. The only way that I could do that was to keep the ticket open and have it not consistently update you. There's no in between. So I know you feel like you haven't been getting any communication, but we have been communicating about it in every board meeting. So you have been in the loop. Also, every approved meeting minutes are posted to the portal after the following meeting. So the meeting minutes from last meeting will be, since they approved this meeting, they'll be posted to the portal for this month. If you're content, you know, you're more than welcome to send individual emails into support. I know you have, if you feel you're still not getting communication, but you won't be continuing to get updates on that tree because it's more of an association issue.
You could change it back to send me everything you got, because that's fine.
It's an association issue. It's not an individual owner issue. I mean, I know it is for you. So I will go ahead and try and see if I can't work that out with my manager. But at this time, just please continue to join board meetings and know that.
But you just said that you said that I changed my communication, whatever. So you didn't change it back, right? I didn't change it.
No, I had to create that. Okay, I'm not. I'm sorry. I don't want to go back and forth during this meeting in front of. There's no reason to. I will do the best that I can. Like I said, we will notify the community and the building specifically when things happen. And just please continue to join every board meeting like you have been.
I'm talking about my communication to me. I'm talking because this is my issue that I've been having for 3 years. Like I said, you might not understand the frustration because it's not your car. It's not something that you financially have been paying for and something that's basically ruined because the paint job looks like crap and there's sap that took the paint off of the front of my car. I understand that it's not something that you care about.
Your time is up. You're more than welcome to discuss this further with the board at another time.
At what time? You still haven't said.
Yeah, at another time that we can schedule with the board. If I don't think tonight's going to work because the meeting's going to go really long, so you're more than welcome to send in an email to submit a request, and then we can get it over to the board for them to review what works best for everybody's schedule to do what's called a hearing.
So that could be, who has to send that? I have to send a request for that?
Yeah, because you're the homeowner, and then that way it can get sent to the board. because we need it documented and we need it formally documented for, you know, for purposes. And I know you've said you've threatened legal action too, so we just need to have it documented.
I am going to go to court because I'm going to have you guys pay for my paint job because it is screwed. So yes, okay, I will be.
We've done this before. I really don't.
Okay, Jessica, we're done. We're done. Continue.
Okay, I had to mute her. I'm not okay with that anymore.
Thank you, Jessica.
So that being said, we had a really, really busy month last month. A total of 1,302 tickets. One architectural request, 10 violations, 26 work orders submitted, and 10 on-call reports. For those of you that don't understand or don't fully get it, that means we've had 26 work orders submitted into the system that we've handled. So while I know it seems like things aren't being taken care of or whatever, and some of them may still be open at this moment, there have been a lot of moving pieces in the background, as well as on-call reports. We've had a lot of issues out of sight of hours that we've been addressing as well.
Jessica, can I ask a question?
So, I mean, we're not supposed to, okay. Let's go ahead and do that, Lisa. One real quick.
So I'm in the portal and I'm seeing that the meeting minutes are not in there for March and April. Is there a way I can get a copy of those?
So they'll be posted on the portal and I will, like, I'll make sure they're, if you're not seeing them, I'll make sure it's not selected to like staff only or something. It could be a setting.
Yeah, because we talked about this last month too.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and keep moving and I appreciate that, Lisa. Regarding the ticket reports, as you can see, we have a lot of emails coming in, general inquiries, invoices come through, service requests, that was 20 last month. So just again, like I said, a busy month. Kind of our second highest for the whole year. For the manager report, I know the board is kind of aware, but we're currently over budget by about $78,000. That's just because a lot of the issues that have been occurring with the exterior and the plumbing issues that have kind of arise. Some of the way that the budget is set is because of you guys are towards the end of the season, so it's not balancing out yet. And I know we've been working on that every month to try and get it to reflect correctly. When I pulled this information, they were preliminary. So some things might have closed out and or updated, changed, been charged or not charged. So other than utilities, which is a little surprising, a big part of the building maintenance too is... let me just show you guys. So, okay. That's really small, so let me see here. So we're over the building maintenance by about $7,000. Plumbing and sewing is also about $7,000. Rubbish removal, which we are going to talk about later in this meeting, is over by $4,700. Other repairs and maintenance is kind of like the miscellaneous thing that's going on. Let's see here. Unit owner repairs. I mean, that's pretty much it. The reason we're under utilities is because we were able to budget for it well. Exterior maintenance, I know we're going to talk about this as well. The landscape extras. We didn't budget this much because we didn't anticipate having such a dry season, having such a heavy snow. You can't always anticipate what the weather is going to be the year prior. So that was kind of unexpected. Luis, I know you really dig into these because you're the treasurer, and I also know you care a lot about the finances and you've done a lot of looking. Do you have any questions regarding anything?
Not at this time, no. Not specifically on this.
Okay. One last thing I did want to... reiterate to everybody that's on and the board, especially the association, did have to write off a bad debt of $11,000, $710. That's due to a unit that foreclosed, and there's a limit on how much is able to be obtained back per Kiowa. And so due to the fact of how far behind that previous owner was and what was able to be obtained through legal and the transition, we had to write off the $11,000. So that was kind of a hard hit that we weren't expecting as well. So
Awesome.
And I don't think you can say, you can't say what unit that was, can you?
It's no, ma'am.
Okay, that's all right.
A lot of things were completed. We did get the insurance renewal. The right rules and regulations, they are actually been posted on the portal. I did clean up the portal as well. I took out the older ones as well as the older like policies that were outdated. Or if like we adopted a new collection policy, so I took the old one out because it wasn't valid anymore. A lot of broadcast emails sent out last month, mostly for the electrical panel, but we're of course continuing that this month into next month. And then just board meeting reminders, because that's kind of what we're doing too. And then I have July, August for the to be determined. I didn't mean to put 2025 annual because that's not correct. It should be the 2026-2027 budget ratification meeting. Our annual won't be until December, so. Any questions on the manager report?
The annual won't be until December?
Correct.
That's in July and August.
That's
our budget. Okay, I got you. Yeah. I'm good.
Okay. Okay. First order of old business, of course, is the electrical panel. I know we kind of already talked about it. I know Kathleen had a question. I know, Robert, you brought up your point, too. Let's see here. For those of you that don't know, this is also another policy that was added to the portal under governing documents. This is the electrical panel policy. I know you all are here that are aware of it because we've sent it hundreds of times. So we appreciate those of you that have put in the effort and the information too, and we also appreciate the ones that are trying to get figured out. If there are things that come up, something like kind of what Kathleen brought up or anything, you know, we don't want to deter homeowners from not reaching out. Life's tough, things happen. So we try to give enough time frame, but we also know things happen. So if there's any issues or anything with getting them installed, please let us know. Otherwise, what's super easy is I've had a couple of people be able to provide like a certificate of completion from the city of Thornton. That works really well. People have also, kind of like Luis was saying, they're taking a picture of the door panel. And 9 times out of 10, I've seen that have the brand name on it. And so that works because we're usually able to confirm that it's a current safe one. And obviously, it's not one of these three. As of right now, we have 57 completed. 5 of those have just not submitted proof. They've just said yes. So I guess technically, we have 52 completed. That's pretty good considering your community has 154. So you guys are actually, I know it's hard to, you're like, oh, that's not a lot, but you actually have like a third done already. So that's actually a really huge accomplishment. And I think that really says a lot to the homeowners as well. So that's super positive. Board, did you want to add anything else to the electrical panels that wasn't already said?
No, I'm good.
I mean, you know, our insurance policy, the cost has come down significantly, and we just keep working to make it better, and these panels are going to make it better. I'll have to check with ACCU. I thought I checked already, but I know mine's already updated, so I'll have to check and make sure it's in the data.
Yeah. And if you want Tina to take a picture and send it to me too, that'll be easy. It'll just be done twice.
Yeah, I think it's, yeah, okay.
Okay. The next thing are the Brightview invoices. Luis kind of gives a better background of this. So I'm going to go ahead and kind of give it to you, Luis, if you want to give a quick synopsis of this. I will open up this letter as well.
Yeah, for sure. So originally we had a different, this is for people who haven't heard this story. We had a different landscaping company called Brightview. They knew that we had a limit of $500 that they could just do work for irrigation repairs without asking for approval, because that was under contract. So we started realizing that we had five, six invoices coming in this for the same day, all under $500 for irrigation repairs. No evidence on what that was, what they actually fixed. The invoices we got specifically said, this is not an invoice at the bottom. The contract that we signed with them said that we had to personally sign those invoices before they could do the work, but then they did the work without us signing the invoices. A lot of weird stuff, right? The more I dug into it, the weirder it got. So we reached out to our legal team to find out what the best approach is, and it seems like the legal team agrees with me on a good chunk of it. So we're currently working with Brightview, but our legal team doesn't think that we should meet with them without them there. So last I heard, Jessica was trying to schedule some time with us, Brightview, their lawyers, and our lawyers, so that I can get some questions answered. I did a deep dive. I have a lot of questions written down, a spreadsheet with all the numbers ready to go. So they are threatening us with litigation, but then they would have to go to discovery, and then we would get what we wanted anyways. I just want what we need to approve the invoices with evidence.
Agreed.
So I'm starting to see the same thing happen with our new landscaper. So that's something I want to talk about today, where yeah. I do not want to be authorizing any irrigation repairs without the board approving them moving forward, because we've already gotten three irrigation repairs with no pictures. So I can't prove if they broke it with their stuff and they're charging us, even though our contract explicitly says that we will not be charged for things that they break. But how the hell are we supposed to know that? So, yeah, so that's basically the story. I'm trying to see what you have up here. Yeah, so you can see May 30th, July 29th, there's multiple invoices for each of these days. They should have sent us one invoice. For example, on May 30th, we should have got one invoice for $2,600. And they should have asked for approval. We probably would have given it to them if they could prove that we needed that work. Also, Building 9 seems to have a ton of irrigation repairs constantly. And now, magically, we have irrigation repairs again with our new landscaper. So if we spent, what? This is like $20,000 in irrigation repairs, not to mention the ones I didn't catch before I caught this. And we still have irrigation issues. We could have probably replaced the entire complex's irrigation system for $20,000. So we're still working on getting to a point of clarity here on what they fixed, why they did it, why we weren't notified, why we got all of these invoices on random days. May 30th, all those invoices, even though there were six, they were for different days apparently. So they were coming here every day, 6 days in a row, and then sent us six invoices on May 30th. But they were here 24th, 25th, 26th, 27th. Why would they come here, do one irrigation repair, and then go, we'll come back tomorrow and do the next one? It just seems really sketchy. So I'm trying to figure out why all of this is happening. And they're not being very clear. They're not giving us what we need. There was one of those invoices that was over 500 that they shouldn't have. And a lot of the invoices saying, they can approve up to 750 on the invoice, but that's not true. So a lot of it's very weird. And none of it was signed by us. And that, to me, voids an invoice that says on it, this isn't an invoice, and it's not valid unless we sign it. And we didn't sign any of them. So very confusing. So that's what's going on. So I'm trying to save us like $30,000.
That letter is being sent from the attorney over to Brightview, and so we're not having any meetings until we receive a response from Altitude regarding what Brightview says.
Yeah, I think it's time for them to be involved for sure.
And the new new landscapers are mowing our dead grass.
Yep.
Okay. So the next order of business is the FHA qualification. So I know this was kind of a question that was brought up as well. I'm not sure who or what or when the FHA lapsed. What I can tell you is that FHA, Fannie Mae, and Freddie Mac require the associations to put in a minimum of 10% of their operations a minimum of 10% of their assessments into their reserve. Due to the position that Starpoint had been in, there wasn't able to put that much money into reserves. Therefore, you guys did not qualify for FHA. So when the renewal came up, you weren't able to renew because you guys didn't qualify. That being said, the last budget meeting that we had, we did allocate enough from the assessments that were being obtained into the reserves to qualify for FHA, which is why we're unfortunately having to start the process all over. Once we do that, I think it's good for either, I think it's 3 years, to which then you have to renew. If we meet all the requirements, it'll be a simple renew. If not, and we're not able to meet the requirements within the time frame, it will lapse again and we'll be within the same time frame. I don't see that happening now that we're already ahead of the game. Once we get this qualification done, the community will be good for at least a period of time, so we're able to ensure this doesn't happen again, because we'll have enough time to be aware of what we need to be, or what qualifications we need to have in order to keep the FHA qualification. So as soon as that continues, I will let the board know when I hear back from FHA pros. And then just for everybody that's here, when we do know for sure it's official, we will send out a notice to all the homeowners, along with some sort of documentation or website proof, just to make it easier. Because I know Chantel said, but I know it's been difficult, and it's been a big priority with the board since I feel like last year. So like, I think when I took you guys on probably midsummer last year. So we're getting closer every day. So that's really good. And it'll be really good for people who do want to sell in or buy. So that's good.
Huge news.
The next thing, which is kind of a little bit of a confusing and complicated discussion, but is parking spaces and parking passes. Maria found really good parking pass. This is kind of just an example. It's nothing being made yet. I just kind of wanted to show everybody this is kind of what we're looking into. That being said, we want to be able to ensure that the homeowners that have parking spaces can continue to park in the spaces that they're assigned or that they have. And have verification that they're there. I know throughout the years, passes have been lost and not reinforced or things like that. The board is also aware. But with that comes the kind of a larger project, which is the numbering of the parking spaces. There's been several complaints, and I'm sure everybody that's in this meeting knows. The numbers are fading. The lines are fading. Those of you that don't know, there's like multiple number 12s on two sides of the complex. There's number 7 in 3 places. There's like some of them have N on them for north and other ones don't. Like, it's very, very complicated, and it's messy. That being said, the board has kind of, I know Maria and Luis, you guys have actually kind of taken this on more, so I'll probably defer to you. But I know this kind of discussion of how we are going to go about getting the parking lot fixed, because it would be a lot easier to provide updated parking permits when we have actual spots that we can assign them to that kind of make sense and everything like that. So then we actually can enforce with people violating the parking with our new towing company.
I talked to Maria last night or the night before. We ran into each other walking our dogs. And we kind of have a solution and I want to run it by the board. Okay. So since we can't see some of the numbers, we were thinking we hire a painting company to come out, fix the numbers they can read, because the numbers don't mean anything. They're random ass numbers that we came up with so that people can't figure out where other people live. Right. So what we were thinking is having the numbers painted over. The ones that are legible, leave them alone. The ones that are not legible, make a number up, and then make sure this painter does not duplicate any numbers.
Make a number up? What does that mean?
Like, if you can't read it, put a number. Doesn't matter what a number is, because the numbers don't mean anything now.
So,
right now we have multiple 12s, we have multiple 29s, so we'd have to fix those so that every single parking spot has its own unique number. If you have a 2-bedroom, you'd have 2 with that unique number. That makes sense, right?
Yeah. Well, do you guys have a copy of the parking? Whose parking is what?
Kind of. It's difficult to verify because we had an HOA board member prior to our tenure that did make one, and we've been waiting for that person to send it to us, and we haven't gotten it yet. We do have this, right? If you go back to that, yeah, this. But we don't know if it's accurate because half the numbers aren't legible.
You know what? I'm the one that did that, and I did send it.
Oh, you did?
I get it?
I didn't get anything. But no, that would be awesome if I could see it.
This is 20 from 2023. Is this the one that you sent?
Jeez. It's got the unit matching the parking number.
Yeah. I mean, that's essentially what this is, but it's not
a map, but it has the unit number matching number.
Right. But the issue is that they're not even visible really in the road, in the actual parking lot. And some of them are confusing because it just goes like, kind of like Louise said. So that's good to know, Dana. I appreciate you putting in all this work.
Oh, I did. I was on the board.
Dana, you can, if you have problems putting that in the portal, send it to me and I'll make sure it gets into the portal, please.
Okay.
No, I have it.
I might still have the map. I'll have to look and see.
That would be cool if you did. Otherwise, that's just kind of where we're at. So it's a matter of trying to figure out pricing and then trying to figure out where the numbers are going to be. And then once that happens, it's kind of correlating to ensure the same unit numbers have the same spots but updated numbers. So then we can go ahead and put those updated numbers on the parking passes and hand them out. Just as a more of an informational thing, we will not be able to mail these out. Because of the fact that unless they don't bend or break, that's the part of the concern with it. There might be another way, but I don't know if it'll cost the association a ton of money. One, some things that we've done in the past is kind of set a set scheduled day from like maybe 2 to 5 2 to 4 or 3 to 5 or something like that, where we kind of just let everyone know way ahead of time that, like, someone, probably most likely me, will be on site handing out parking permits, and we will just need driver's license to confirm you're the owner of the unit, and or if you're allowing your tenants to pick them up, they will need to provide a copy of a current lease. Of course, all that information will be provided in more detail when we get closer to that, but I know the board is, cares about it a lot, too, and I just wanted to show everybody that while it doesn't seem like it, we are getting closer. It's just a little bit more complicated than we anticipated. And then, of course, kind of like everything we've been talking about with everything in the meeting, it costs money. So
that's what we did with the mailbox keys when we put up the new mailboxes. And I'm willing to help with that. We did it over like 2 or 3 weekends. And let everyone know you have to come down to the mailboxes and provide a copy of your lease or, your ID with your mailing address. And then we handed out the mailbox keys. So that's how that worked. And we can do that with these they hang on the mirror, I guess.
Yeah.
But we can, and I'd be happy to, this is not my gig. I think that Maria is the one that, headed this up. Yeah. But I'd be happy to help with that. I don't want to do all of it, but I'd be happy to help with that. I do not want to put any number, paint any number on a space. We need to figure out what was there and what keep it that way.
We can definitely discuss that more because I think James also had an idea and so did Will.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I'm open. That's cool.
I have a question.
Yeah, okay. So that's where we're at for that. Luis or Maria, did you guys have anything else you wanted to add on the parking passes?
I can handle the parking passes like on a weekend.
Okay.
If that's possible. I mean, and I can also help out with the if you know when they do come out to paint. I just need to know a week ahead of time so that way I can make some arrangements.
I mean, to be honest, what we did, I have two parking spaces. They're both number one. They were fading. I went out and painted them, you know, exactly over the old number ones and painted them black. So they're very, you know, you can see them. That's what I did. But, I mean, I guess that probably wasn't kosher, but you can sure see my parking spaces now.
Yeah, but if we ask homeowners to do that, they're going to change their number.
No. We can't do that. We can't ask homeowners. I agree.
Well, and unfortunately, some of them aren't even showing anymore. So
right. I get it.
Okay. Next thing is pine trees and healthcare. I know there were a lot of broken branches out there. I did see some more when I was out there. I think it was about a week ago, maybe a week and a half. I've been talking with Sean, our new account manager. We're trying to get something figured out as far as what works best. He's not familiar with our system. So there's been some confusion where he's replying to certain work orders and aren't the correct ones and so on and so forth. So I have a phone call scheduled with him tomorrow morning. And then I actually have an on-site meeting with him I'm planning on for next week. So I will keep you guys updated on that as well. But as far as like the big pine tree, I did not get a proposal for trimming from the other two vendors I reached out to. However, I did get one from Davy Tree, and I wanted to include it in the packet, but I didn't get it until today. So you guys, it's not in the packet you received. However, here is the pine tree on the north. This is their proposal for it.
$840? That's it?
Yeah, that's awesome. Let's do it.
Hey, I'm a yes.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
I'm done talking about this.
Maria, James, we need a third, I think.
I agree.
Yes, please. Let's get it done.
Okay.
So I will reach out to Steve, because I actually talked to him today. He works at Davy Tree. And kind of let him know this is going to be approved. I will send this over to Will for a signature. And then I'll let you guys know kind of what the plan is, board first. And then obviously, Chantel, you'll be updated. But we'll notify the community as well, just so the people that are over there by that building and then the building next door are just aware, because I'm sure there's going to be some sort of trucks or machinery or something like that. So
and make sure they clean up after themselves, please.
Yes, ma'am. Most certainly. I will make that very clear.
Thank you.
Okay. The retaining wall project is done, but not quite done. So I just wanted to touch base again. Because here's the issue. I know we kind of talked about it. Can you guys see my screen still?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I think it's so small. Hold on. Okay. So, due to the watering issue, obviously, the drought, and not being able to have a permit for the next 2 months, I know we discussed having the yellow be grass. I know we also discussed the long red that's in front of the unit to also have grass. I guess my question to you, board, is how would you like to move forward? Do you want to...
I thought we already talked about this last month.
Yeah, we but did. That was when we can water it. Now we can't. So are we okay?
Yeah. So we can't. We can't plant grass if we can't do it.
So then for Hall Ryan, are we okay to just get them closed out knowing?
Yeah, I'm fine. Like I already talked about this last time. We can pay them as long as we have an agreement that says, yeah, we're going to pay you your final, but you're still coming out to do this. I don't think they're going to screw us because they want to keep working this complex. So okay. I'm not worried about them finishing their job.
I wasn't either. And I know you're correct, sir. We did talk about it last meeting, but we still weren't sure if we were going to be able to get the watering permit or yet. So nothing was like quite set in stone. So that's why I just wanted to bring it up. However, I want to make sure this area up here is we're okay just kind of merging all the rock just kind of there, correct?
Yeah, that works. That works for me.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, have them fill that with rocks, and then the other longer red part and the yellow part will do grass when we can do grass, you know?
Okay.
It sucks, but we can't worry about things we can't control. We can't do anything about it.
Okay. And I agree. I just wanted to make sure. Maria, did you have something to say or a question?
No. My question was already answered.
Oh, okay. So I will reach out to Isaiah. I'll let him know with the rock there. I'm not too concerned. I was just going to kind of get something in email, but would you guys prefer a more formal document from Hall Ryan stating, like, they won't have a problem writing it up, I guess is what I'm saying. Would you prefer something more formal stating, you know, upon, even though they've received final payment, they promise to XYZ?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Let's see. Sky Park issue. I don't have much information on this, and I did not receive an update from Joanne this month yet, and I also don't think she's on a meeting tonight. So I'm going to kind of defer to you, Tina. Do you have any updates that you've heard from Joanne on it, or are we just kind of in the same position?
Well, I wasn't at the last board meeting, but the last I knew, was the city was not interested in, I think this is Maria's thing because she wants the stone wall. But the last I knew from Joanne was that the city was not interested in providing that to us. And so that would be on us to build. And I'm totally opposed to that. I mean, I don't know how other people feel, but I don't want to spend money on that at all. You know,
she did mention at the last meeting too, if people were to show up to these meetings with these representatives, that it also might help make a difference, but it would be need to be like also board members. So I don't know if that's,
that's right. Too,
but I know it's a lot of like lifting and a lot of words are not coming to me. It's just not like an easy button fix. You know, there's a lot to do with the city. And then of course they're like, well, you can get it done if you want to pay for it all, you know? And so then that's kind of pushing back and forth. So, we'll keep this on the agenda for next month, just in case. I'll reach out to Joanne, or you can too, Tina or Jacqueline, and just kind of see if there's anything else that wants to be done, or we can just, you know, table it.
Or, I'll be happy to reach out to Joanne again, but I do not, I'm opposed to spending money on that. We've got too many other issues.
I don't want us to spend money on getting a new... I feel that the city should pay for it because they're the ones who built that park. They're the ones who made that park, so...
Maybe you can go to those meetings then and talk to them about that.
Yeah, it depends on what time they have those meetings too.
I know they do the morning brunch or breakfast thing like once a month on a Saturday. That's all I know.
Jessica, I can't hear you.
Thanks, Maria. okay, so I know this says general safety and maintenance, and it does say crumbling retaining walls between buildings 2 and 3. However, this has become more of a broader community issue. Again, those of you that were here last meeting know, and I'm sure all of you that live there can see it. But several of the railroad ties are deteriorating with the wood because, of course, the community is really old and wood deteriorates after time. Some of the nails are sticking up with the nail heads and things like that. And it's not just at these buildings now. It's obviously throughout the community. There's not a ton of them, but where they are, there's a long a long amount of them. And so, of course, I reached out to a couple of vendors, one of them being Paul Ryan. I spoke to Corey extensively regarding that. He says it would probably be better, and I told him to just kind of figure this out on a proposal, but he said it'd be better to probably replace all of the smaller railroad tie retaining walls all at once for cost effectiveness versus doing like the worst of the worst because they're all pretty much bad. I told him that we are having obviously budget season coming up, so some pricing would be really helpful so we could kind of see certain costs of certain things and maybe possibly budget for it, depending on what they are. So the retaining walls are a thing. I've reached out to a couple other vendors. I haven't heard back from one, and I am getting back and forth with another one, I think, on confusion. So I'm probably going to have to meet them on site. But we're working on those. The next thing I know, soil erosion. There's been some issues, not only under the stairs, but under some concrete areas as well. That was another thing that I had Paul Ryan look at just because I'm so familiar with the community. Just so I can kind of get a good idea and a possible better scope than just like soil erosion in certain areas. Because there's a couple of reports that we received like regarding like a sidewalk not having like dirt under it anymore either. A lot of that has to do with like some flooding that happened or some water that moved it. So those are also being addressed in a deeper inspection, and I'll have Connor's helping because of course he's a huge help with the retaining wall. So I'll have more details on that as they come. But Corey's been really great, and he did say too, which I know you already know, Luis, but just for all the board members that are here, if you guys want to meet with him or have questions with him, he'd be more than happy to. Just, you know, because he knows you guys just went through, obviously, we just went through this big project. So, then the last one, same thing, the audit of the handrails. This was sent over to Paul Ryan, and they're aware. I also reached out to, we know, KSX Services. That bid was kind of interesting. So I kind of reached back out to Paul Ryan, and I was like, here's what we got. Obviously, no names or pricing, but I was like, it just doesn't really portray what the board is looking for. We're looking for more safety hazards that are like where they're actually deteriorating and need to be like rewelded or need more material added, not necessarily all cosmetic. And I know that was some of the thing which was painting on that other bid, and that's why we were like, no, this one's not working. So yeah. That's a bit of a more extensive project, and I'm just waiting for the audit of those.
Yeah, agreed.
Any questions on the general safety and maintenance areas?
Hey, Jacqueline Tremethic, are you still on? She had some kind of she sent me something of the railroad ties. I don't know, it was some kind of a project where we could get them really cheap. But if she's not on, I'll get with her later.
Yeah, I mean, if you have an idea or something, that way we can just at least, like, you know, the board can kind of review and have a good idea. I know Everybody's open to anything and everything, so.
I'll put it into the portal.
Cool. Yeah, and if she wants to, too, you can have her send it to me, but it might be easier if she sends it to you.
Yeah, that's okay.
And then, Maria, did you have something?
Nope.
I sometimes see your little box light up, so I just don't want to miss you. Okay. If that's it, we'll go to new business. Luis, your favorite. Buildings, closet, keys.
Yeah.
I called Michael. I left him a message. I called him multiple times. It didn't even ring. It just kept going to voicemail. I sent him an email. I've gotten zero responses on anything. Okay. I don't know how many times you guys have tried or how long you've been trying. I don't know how long you guys want to wait.
I texted him a few times. I'm honestly done. I think we need to get quotes for a landscaper. And if we can get a master key to just like one key for all the doors, that would be ideal.
Yeah, quote for a locksmith.
I think we should add a hasp and a padlock. to each one so we don't have to deal with this again and just get them all key to, like...
What do you mean?
Instead of having locking doorknobs? This is not the first time that we've had this issue where nobody knows where the keys went.
Oh, I see. So just every door have, like, a padlock thing on it?
Yeah. So it wasn't that long ago that we just did all these locks and had all brand new keys ready to go, and...
Did you guys happen to give a copy of that to your management company?
Oh, we did, but they were terrible, so I'm not surprised that, you know, that failed to make it.
Because that was something that I did really casually, but talked to Luis about, was just, like, you know, getting keys made and then having a master one, and then if there was transition, it would go with you guys. But I understand the PTSD because that didn't happen the first time. So you're like, now what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Could definitely get pricing on it. The other thing is, I don't know if there's anything in there that can be stolen per se. And I do know last year we talked about having Jorge put the ice buckets in those closets for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
So that would probably be maybe a plus of why we would have, like, to have the codes instead of a key. I'll start working on pricing to just have all of them changed. And then we can kind of, in the background, you guys can kind of decide if you want to do, what type of locks you guys want to do.
Yeah.
Did Jorge put the ice buckets in there?
Some of them are locked.
Oh.
And that's the issue we're having, is we just...
Does Jorge have keys?
I don't think so. I will triple check with him, but I don't think so. I meant to say this earlier, but that just kind of reminded me of something. I just want to let everybody on the call know. Unfortunately, Ashley no longer works with ACCU. So currently the association has several people helping it with me. There's not one designated assistant at the time. So homeowners and board, you guys will probably see emails coming from my boss, Samantha, as well as another individual named Taylor. Just don't be surprised. It just was sort of unexpected, and we're just trying to kind of get everything back on track, and just continue providing you guys support. I know she was really great for the community, and she learned a lot, and I'm really hoping that she's going to be, you know, doing wonderful things. So I just want to let everybody on the call aware of that. I also know she had that really good relationship with Jorge. We both did, but I know she had the longest one. So I wanted to let you guys know that as well, just because I know he will also be bummed. The next item is irrigation repairs. Luis just got up, but I know this was kind of a big one for him, and we were already talking about it. When he gets back, I'll definitely let him speak on it. But kind of like he was saying, there were some irrigation repairs that were made that was under $700. It was discussed in the new year, and I think I was pretty sure we all discussed it, that unfortunately, because of all the errors that Brightview made, there was going to be several irrigation issues. However, I don't think we anticipated so much. That being said, I did receive another proposal because there are irrigation lines that are damaged by the retaining wall, of course. So I will send that over to you guys as well. But Luis had said no irrigation repairs unless it's an emergency, which literally means, like, water is gushing out and it needs to be repaired ASAP. So it doesn't cost the association any money. It doesn't damage any units or anything like that. Otherwise, every single irrigation should be coming through to us and then sent to you guys. One of the things that we discussed is I did receive a couple invoices that I wasn't happy with. And I responded back to Environmental and I was like, these have no information on them. And so she was really kind. Her name is Candace, I think. And she basically provided information and updated the invoices. However, she mentioned about difficulty getting photos or something, and I was pretty sure, Tina, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure Amber said that wouldn't be an issue when we met her last season.
Yes, 100%. Yes.
So I was a little confused myself, and now I, like, so that's why I understand Luis's hesitation. So I am working, that's another thing that I'm working on, meeting the account manager with. I just want to ensure we're all on the same page, the board's on the same page with this, with the, so I mean, the vendor is on the same page with the board and the association of what the needs are, what's required. Now that we have a good idea of, like, obviously we're not focusing on trying to grow grass, we're just trying to keep what we have, things like that. I mean, I think it'll help, but I'm still going to meet with him to kind of make sure the items that are needed are still addressed. But I mean, if you guys don't have an issue with it, it'll be like, you know, we'll just send you every service request to have you review. And yes. And then if you guys approve of it, we'll just let them know. And Luis, I don't know if you've heard, but we were talking about how I did get an invoice updated with the information, but there weren't photos provided. And that was something that we were actually, like, that was the information that Tina and I were provided in the on-site walk we had last year with Amber. So I'm not sure why some of them don't have photos, but they do have more information on, like, the location and where they're at, way better than whatever Brightview was. I'm not saying it's okay, and I'm not saying we want to keep pushing him forward. I just wanted to say that I did make sure those did. There is a large invoice repair that I'm trying to figure out how it made it through. It's like a little bit over the NTE for the association, so I'm trying to figure that one out. I don't know where it came through. So if you see it sitting there on approved invoice, that means it's sitting on me.
How much is it? You guys. How much is it for?
Hold on.
And while she's looking, Louise, listen, what if our current landscaping company is billing us for something that Brightview just billed us for? Like,
that's what I'm trying to figure out. I need pictures.
I mean, you know,
we can't be approving these, like, anymore without actually approving them.
Yeah, agree.
Like, they can't be doing work without us giving the green light anymore. Like,
but I just wonder if Brightview gives us some kind of explanation or description, and it's the same thing that Environmental said they fixed. So
yeah, that's what I'm trying. I already looked through. I couldn't see any
duplications. Comparison.
Yeah, not yet, but I didn't go super deep yet because I just wanted to talk about, like, yeah, I'm going to give them a benefit of doubt on these three, but I'm watching these like a hawk. Like, there's no way our irrigation is so bad that every time they come out, we have to spend $600 extra every single time.
Yes.
It just seems ridiculous. Like, there's no way those sprinklers cost $600
every time they break. They're a couple bucks.
They're literally like $5, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what are they charging for labor? Like, $500 an hour?
Yeah.
Like, it just doesn't make sense. I just feel like we're getting ripped off again, and I don't like it.
No, and I totally support and agree that we need to say yes before they do anything.
So, I'm only seeing three irrigation repairs.
Three. Currently, there are three, yes.
So, I do see one for $656. And they provided information on where it came from, next to building 4, southwest side of building 4.
Yep.
And they provided, oh, you can't see this. I'm sorry, give me 1 second. Okay. So this one had a leak in the new backflow. So they literally said they broke it down and how many labor, what items were bought.
Yeah, so we got from the last one too.
And then from the last company, I don't remember seeing this detail.
It was handwritten, but it was.
But then they actually put in the work order from where it came from. And I think that's really helpful because then I can correlate where, like, this is, you know, you guys already know this, but this is is the XN number that correlates to every ticket. So I can now go in there and find it. So that was one. Then the other one I think you're talking about is the 722-70.
Yeah, why are they over $500? Do we have a different agreement with them?
Yes. I don't think there specifies at all. I think it's just within the NTE that you guys have set as a contract with ACCU. But that's why we're having this discussion. And I already let ACCU know that no irrigation repair requests need are like they all need to come through to me or the board unless it's a true emergency. Yeah. So I already let them know. I did talk to Sean about it briefly. And we're going to be talking about it more tomorrow morning on our phone call. And then just make sure we're touching base as well. This one, I know, again, it's over the 500, but it does say building 6, building 4. Building 6, 2 broken pop-up, stage 4, or station 4, station 9. I don't know if that's to me, and maybe it's because it's easier to read, Louise, because I know you've looked into it way more. But this almost
it doesn't make any sense to me. Station, okay. Those station things are what they decided to map out our place.
At least we have the locations of the buildings. Okay.
Yeah, but I want, so from now on with these, if it's an emergency and we are hemorrhaging water, like we need to fix that immediately, right? But for one, we can't really use our sprinklers right now. So there is no urgency. For two, we need to see the picture of the broken thing because I want to see if they broke it. We'll be able to tell if it was ran over by a lawnmower. You know? And right now, they could literally lawnmower every single one in the place, send us an irrigation repair invoice, and we would have to spend tens of thousands of dollars, and there's nothing we can do about it. And that freaks me out. We don't have that kind of money to spend.
Okay, so this one right here actually has to do for the tree, the removal of the tree. That is under the NTE of 1500, and that was the tree that fell down.
Yeah. So has that been taken out yet?
That was my understanding is yes, and I haven't received any other reports.
Near building 11? Yeah, that one's done.
Okay.
Yeah, I walked over there the other day.
Good. Stop. Lay down.
Sorry, I will.
Lay down. Sorry.
Yes, ma'am.
He gets louder and louder, and I'm like, he just wants to hear.
Do you finally pay attention?
Yeah. He just wants his cow ear. So the one that I'm referring to, Louise, that's still sitting on me. This is where I'm a little concerned.
Yeah, look, we got a $1,700 one, and they did the work and just sent us a bill. We can't afford to be doing this constantly.
No,
and that's where I'm kind of frustrated too, because I know this happened at the beginning of the season. I know we kind of talked about how we knew things would need to be repaired, but not like this. And so I did not push this one through because of how high it was, and then you mentioned because of the other ones, and that's why I was like, huh, I'm glad we're on the same page. So I just wanted to show you and then let you know as well. Other than that, I mean, it's the backflow ones that we paid for. We already knew we were doing those, and then the monthly maintenance fee. I know I'm Louise. Other than me clearly talking to Sean and the team to make sure we're sending them all to you guys for review and everything, how do you want to address the emergency ones? Like if it's gushing water or if it's just leaking or kind of both? And then if one's just broken but not leaking, that's not an emergency, correct?
Right, yeah. Like emergency, I mean, those are, pretty straightforward with emergencies. Like,
yeah,
we're gushing water and we're flooding someone's house. Emergency. We're gushing water and we're spending a bunch of money on water bill. Emergency. It's not leaking. Hey, this is getting old. We should probably replace it. Let's hold off.
Okay.
Or before I get pictures, tell me what the work entails. We can't be spending $1,700 a week.
Yeah.
On repairs.
Yeah, I'd rather be bothered to approve everything constantly than be getting screwed with these blank checks
Yeah, exactly. Because right now they have a blank check and there's nothing we can do about it.
Yeah. Well, we're more aware now anyway, and luckily there's only been a few, so we'll definitely get this figured out. But yeah, nothing will be pushed through for irrigation repairs.
Yeah, and I'll approve those three. Sign of good faith, but like no more, please, God.
Yeah, understood.
It's like you would think we have the worst irrigation system on the planet. Like, it's crazy.
Or we're you know, miles wide.
Exactly. I mean, we do have a lot of land compared to like every other condo complex in the state. Like, we have beautiful land and a lot of space between the buildings. Not a lot of places have that. It's just a big parking lot. So I get why it costs us more to keep the land the way it is, but like, it shouldn't cost us much, because I'm at a point where we like just shut off the sprinklers this year and consider getting quotes to just fix all the irrigation once, because these single hemorrhaging things cost us way more than just repairing the entire condo complex, you know? And then we know if something breaks, it's brand new. What are you talking about? It broke. You ran it over. There's no way.
Yeah.
And right now it's hard because it's like sporadic. We get one here, one there. And I'm like, oh, I don't know if that one was just replaced a month ago. There's no way for me to know that. You know?
I mean, and are we getting charged from the time they leave their shop?
Yeah, it's another thing. Time like, they get hours back? Are kind of random, you know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, great questions, and I can definitely ask Sean for clarification or some sort of sheet or something like that.
Okay.
But I know you said you want to talk about it, and I just want to make sure that we were all on the same page, too, and I understood correctly. I know it's black and white, but sometimes it's a little bit of gray, so I just wanted to triple check. Anything else on the irrigation, Luis or James, Tina, Maria?
No.
No, not on the irrigation.
Okay.
I did put in the portal that I was concerned they were out here mowing dead grass. We had no grass, and they were still running the mowers and just kind of walking down the sidewalk and swinging the trimmer back and forth, going through the motions. Like, I don't want to get a bill for that. That's not.
Yeah.
Yeah, part of our monthly thing is they have to come out and mow once a week, but like, mow what? And there's really no way. I don't know if there's a way for us to modify, if there's a drought clause in the contract that I didn't see. Yeah, like, if they don't mow, then they don't mow, but they do weed mitigation. They do things that actually matter right now, currently, for our land. Do you know what I mean? Because just That's pretending smart. To mow is not useful. But if they're like, hey, you know, we can't really mow right now, but there's a lot to do here, picking up pine needles, fixing the weed issue, that kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
You know, breaking off dead branches. I was doing that this weekend because there was a few that made me nervous. So.
That's great. Yeah, no, that's a great idea.
I do have a response, James, that I got back from Sean regarding your mower and clear inquiry. So I will send that response to you. Just so you have that information. I can't find it right now, and I don't want to waste time trying to dig for it. But I did ask, and I did get a response for that. I don't know necessarily if it was a good one or not, or if it's gonna be what you guys want to hear, but I want to at least pass it along. So let me go back to sharing my screen because I didn't realize I stopped. Okay. Next order of business is the waste removal company. I know we kind of talked about it earlier, so I'm not necessarily saying we have to do everything, or I'm sorry, I'm not saying we have to necessarily do anything, but every month you guys are paying extra money in large item pickups than what's on your contract.
Are they telling us what the large item is they're picking up?
Very rarely. Waste Connections does not do that. They just pick up the large items and they charge you for the weight of it.
Okay.
So I just wanted to kind of let you guys know their contract expires, I think, in December or something. And if you don't November, December. And if we don't do anything, you guys are auto-renewed for another 3 years. So I just wanted to kind of give you guys a heads up of where you're sitting. Basically about $4,700 over budget. So not too bad. From 9:15 to today. Yeah.
Wow.
So, and you can see, like, some of them's just regular rubbish removal, and then some of them's, like, front load, fuel service, charge. And I know that's kind of the thing, because fuel's gone up, but then, like, large item pickup and overload, that's kind of where you guys are really getting hit. And there's, like, you know, more detailed invoices, but I just wanted to give kind of a high overview of what we're seeing over the past almost year. So just wanted to put that back in the back of your guys' mind. We can address it at the next meeting too, but I just want to let you guys know I've been keeping an eye on it. So,
okay. Is it a large amount of large items?
Give or take. It's up to about, sometimes it can be $200 to $400 a pop.
Wow.
Yeah, but is it an abnormal amount of large items they're charging us for?
I it's hard for me to say. I don't know what your guys' community has sitting. I'm like, I know sometimes when I drive around, I see furniture, I see, you know, tables sitting out on the side, sometimes pictures or chairs. I saw a propane tank once.
You know, I think people also do that to, like, hey, here's a free thing, someone come get it. You know, and we need to send a message out. We need to send a correspondence out to everyone and say no more large items next to the trash. Throw them in the freaking dumpster. Because we're getting charged. And say we have to, if you guys don't want your HOA dues raised because we can't afford trash, you know, please put your trash in the dumpster. If it doesn't fit, go to the dump. We will charge you if we catch you.
Like, yeah.
Because this will cause us to have to raise dues if this keeps happening.
I mean, ARC is just right up the street.
Yeah, go donate it. Exactly. You can literally put on Facebook Marketplace for free and someone will come get it in 10 minutes. Like, they'll take anything. So, like, we just need to provide people a reminder, no more of that. If you're trying to be nice and put it near the trash for someone to take, don't do that anymore. Put it in the dumpster. If it doesn't fit, that means you can't put it in the dumpster. And you do know you're paying for that regardless, whether we catch you and fine you or we have to raise your dues because you keep throwing trash.
Mm.
You know, I think it's tenants personally. They don't care because they don't live here, you know.
Yep.
But I tell my tenants, don't do that ever. I will fine you.
Yeah. So just because we're talking about it, here's just a quick synopsis. This is the most recent bill we received. Just to kind of show you guys. So commercial overload is, I believe, and I correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe it's when the dumpster is a little bit overfilled. But then the large item pickup is exactly what Luis is saying too. They're just sitting there on the side of them. Some of them are bigger, some of them aren't. And unfortunately, they don't take pictures. They don't show you what it is, anything like that. Let me see if I can't pull up another one.
So they charge us when the trash is over the top?
Or if it's too heavy.
Then maybe so we could also, if we do, like, let people know, like Luis just said, about your dues going up, if there's large items, to also maybe, if the dumpster's full, use a different dumpster. And that'll help us as well.
Yeah, and then I don't know if we could provide in the email, like, hey, this is how much we were overcharged, the 22 million. Right. Put that in the email and then say, if this keeps happening, we're going to run out of money, guys. You want things fixed, but we're spending money on dumpsters.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. On trash.
Yeah. Well, and then you really wonder why we can't do other things because of this stuff.
So obviously besides this one, all the rest were just large item pickup.
Yeah.
Wow.
And in this one, there's three dumpsters that were overloaded. So, Your guys' base is $2,000 a month. So, I mean, just kind of looking at... Where is it?
We're like doubling that now, huh?
Yeah, just kind of looking at that. I mean, you're almost $200 to $400 over every month, except for February. For some reason, you were increasingly over.
Maybe a lot of leases ended in February.
Yeah, right. So I just want to make sure you guys were aware. I know there's a lot of moving pieces too, and like I said, I was just keeping my eye on it because of the financials. It was just kind of one of those things that like we budgeted for, and I was just not sure how we kept going so far over, because I know sometimes prices increase. And then when I found, like, just did some more digging, it's been on my radar. So
thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, of course. I don't think Jacqueline's here anymore. Or maybe it was Dana. I can't remember. But maybe it was even Lisa. I don't know. But somebody brought up a zero-scaping inquiry because of the fact that gas... Oh, my gosh. Okay. Because of the fact that the grass is dying and we're in such a big drought and nothing's growing, xeriscaping was inquired about for being done at the community. When Tina and I were walking with Amber last year, basically, we kind of did talk about some xeriscaping ideas for, like, the, under the pine tree, because you can't really control the pine needles and they kill the grass, or certain trim areas where you can kind of make the rock look nicer and make it kind of extend it longer for the grass isn't being watered, or because you guys are built on some hills, you know, unfortunately, like building 9, water is like running down, and so it's not actually watering those specific areas too, so maybe it would save money to water the areas where water or where grass will actually be watered and kind of do those areas too. And so I wasn't provided any specific locations or ideas when this was brought to me to bring to you guys. But I did want to bring it up because I know obviously it's kind of hard to decide too, but with the drought this year, and it's hard to say what's going to be next year. Xeriscaping can actually be really nice. You know, they actually have really nice boulders and stuff too. Certain bushes you can actually plant in rocks because they'll still get watered. Like, there's just kinds of all kinds of ideas. I know it's hard to just be like, yeah, let's do that. But I wanted to make sure it was brought to the board.
Yeah, I love that idea. I think we should get some quotes for it, because if, let's say we xeriscaped enough the area, because we spend, what, 30, 40 grand a year on water, right? And if we can cut that by 25%, it would pay for itself over time, you know, because we'd be saving at let's say 20 grand a year on water, and that'll only go up as water gets more expensive, you know, and it costs us 100 grand. After 5 years, it pays for itself.
Yeah.
And then every year after that, it's gravy.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be worth getting quotes to see what it would cost us. And then like some plans on, like, because obviously people will probably still want grass, which is fair, right?
Of course.
So we can't xeriscape the whole place, but if we could do it in strategic areas where it could save us the most amount of money and still look good, but then also provide a lawn for kids to play, you know, dogs to shit, whatever, then I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's perfect. I can do that. I think that's a great idea, because it wouldn't hurt to just kind of see what options are, what pricing it is, even if we're not exactly sure how to xeriscape yet, or where we want it, but it'd be nice to see their ideas too. And I'm sure you guys already know this, but just to be clear, I will be reaching out to more than one vendor. It's not just going to be our landscaper, because I want to get some good ideas and stuff. And then as soon as I get some numbers or additional questions from them, I will relay it over to you guys.
Okay. That sounds good. Thank you.
And then the last item under new business is, I know we talked about it earlier, but the 2026-2027 budget. Because you guys are a fiscal year, it gets really confusing. What we're actually going to be doing is the 2026 budget, is technically what it's called in the system, even though we're in the year 2026. Because the budget we did was for 2025 to 2026, and it's 2026-2027. So it gets a little confusing. That being said, we're mid-month. The financials are getting wrapped up for June. They're supposed to be done by the 25th is our goal, because that way it gives us time to have everything kind of close up, give us all the final impending invoices or bills that need to be done for that month, reconcile the financials and get it all closed up. So towards the end, I'm going to already start working on the budget, but I'm hoping to have like the very first draft over to you guys. Probably, I'm hoping the first week, I mean, the first full week of July, I should say. It's going to be super preliminary because we won't have a lot of numbers, but I think we'll have a good idea of what our goals are based on the feedback we've received from the community, based on the several conversations that the board has had, and then based on what has already been done this past year.
Sounds good.
Okay. Is there any other comments that the board or questions for me from the board?
No, from Tina.
I have one on the work order summary, if we could jump to that.
Yeah.
Real quick. There was the water leak report for 2103.
Okay.
Do we have a resolution? Do we find out what's going on with that leak? Is it actually a toilet running?
Sorry, give me a second, because I'm trying to find what you're finding. I mean, I know what you're talking about. I just want to find it. Summary, AR aging, ARC violation, work order summary. And you said unit?
It's 2103 for Anna Marie.
Do you have a page number?
Let's see. Page 10.
Page 10, okay. Thank you. Yeah, let me pull that one up really quick. So this was a unit-to-unit issue. So we had reached out to the previous or to the other unit to have their unit inspected for leaks. And then we asked her to let us know if there was any other issues or she needed further assistance after that. And she had not responded.
Well, I don't totally agree it's a unit-to-unit issue. If there was an overuse of water for that building, and this unit had a toilet running forever, we need to get paid back for that.
So unless you can confirm exactly how much was used and you guys have sub-meters for each unit, it's really difficult to know.
It's difficult, but we've been able to do that before.
Okay, I mean, if you're willing to tell me what you need to do that, then I'd be more than happy to assist you.
I have no idea. I wasn't the one that actually did it, but I do know that Joe was able to accomplish that before. How much over was that bill? Do you know? Was it crazy?
I can try and look into it really quick. What is it for May?
Yeah, 5/1 to 5/31. So she said, I don't see my neighbor to mention it in person. So if it was a situation where they're not living there or not using that unit and it's just running forever, that's not cool.
Yeah, it just gets into a specific area where, like, if it is a homeowner issue, we can only do so much. Because as an association, we can't take on responsibility or liability the things that aren't association responsibility, because then it gets in a really messy area.
Mm-hmm.
But let me see here.
If we knew which unit it was, could we just like send an email or send a note, you know, a letter that says, hey, you know, you've got a toilet running?
That is whatever. What Joe said, is they just posted, I think, 24-hour notice of emergency, and then they went in and it was the toilet was running. Same situation, but I don't know if that's the process or not, or if this has been resolved already, or if it's still leaking.
We haven't had any reports that there's still an issue from the homeowner that was originally experiencing the leak issue.
Can you possibly reach out to this Lubbin and make sure?
Are you referring to the owner of the unit?
The one that made the report.
Sure.
Thank you.
So you guys, it's really hard to look into it. You guys have 11 different water bills. I can't sit in here looking into all of them.
Yeah.
It's gonna take me a little bit longer because I have to look into every single one to see if it lists what building it is.
Well, I guess if the rest of the board thinks it's worth pursuing, if not, then I'm fine with just letting it go. But that jumped out to me because I know we've had that situation before and we were able to get paid back for it. So,
I appreciate you bringing it up. I'll try and look into that a little bit further and see what I can find, but I'm going to definitely reach out to the homeowner just to make sure. I know you guys know this, but usually when there's an issue, we always hear from homeowners. So I like to be positive, but I will definitely still reach out to her and make sure she's not experiencing any issues.
I appreciate it.
I know I had my neighbor, I heard the water running. And I let the HOA know, or the property management company know. I said, I really think that, they've got a toilet or something, there's something going on. And they contacted my neighbor, and the next thing you know, they're replacing the toilet. The homeowner is replacing the toilet. So it can be done.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I just was trying to avoid making too much of a mess or anything, too, but you bring up a good point, James, so I do appreciate that, because I'm not entirely sure.
Okay, I'll try to make more work for you, but,
Well, that's okay. I'm curious now, so but I'm like, everyone I'm pulling up, I'm like, okay, that's not the right one, so I'm like, okay, I can't do this right now because I don't want to waste the time. But no, I appreciate it. I will definitely follow up with the homeowner and let you guys know as far as that goes. Thank you. We can proceed accordingly.
Appreciate it.
Of course. I don't have anything else on the agenda unless the board has something that they wanted to mention or bring up.
Tina does not.
Okay. I'm good.
I'm okay.
Okay, I think Luis is too. Our next meeting is July 16th, 2026 at 6:30. We're already basically halfway through the year. It's crazy to believe that, but we are. The notice is posted on the portal. The meeting reminder is posted on the portal on the calendar. We will also continue to send invites. Been trying to do better with getting the agenda out as well prior to the meeting. And every agenda is also posted on the portal for all homeowners. Board, I wasn't sure if you had anything specific that you wanted to address in the executive session or in executive session, or if we're okay tonight. Luis?
I'm good.
Okay.
Well, we should do an executive session for some of the stuff in collections.
Yeah. Okay.
Real quick.
Okay, that makes sense.
We don't have to spend a ton of time on it, but we need to talk about it.
Yeah, and I do want to kind of just let you guys know, because I did hear back from the attorney on some. So okay.
Okay, cool.
So perfect. Well, I know this was kind of a long meeting and everything. I do see what you sent in message for, Chantel. I will kindly ask that you send that into support@accuinc.com. This will not translate over to that, and I don't want it to get lost. So if you wouldn't mind, please sending that request into support@accuinc.com. I can work with my team for that. Otherwise, thank you everybody for joining. If there's any other questions or comments you guys have, like I said to just Chantel, please send over to support. I'm available getting a new team, and as soon as we get a new assistant, we'll let you guys know. Otherwise, there's a whole village still trying to help. So thank you guys for joining. Before we have you go, I'm going to ask the board to adjourn the meeting.
A motion to adjourn.
Second. Then.
Perfect. Thank you. 8:42 p.m. Okay. Thank you, everybody, for joining again. I hope you all have a great rest of your week and have a lovely weekend.
You as well.